Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 486 for Thursday, July 21st. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished slightly lower Thursday due to technical selling. Canola was anywhere from 10 cents to a dollar below unchanged, with the November contract checking in at $463.30 a ton. That's down 10 cents. Weakness in corn and some other grains caused spillover losses for canola. Reports suggest the current blanket of intense heat in the U.S. Midwest won't last for as long as initially thought, and that has been bearish for the oil seed market. The technical bias is still leaning to the downside. However, the U.S. soy complex did chalk up some gains Thursday, and that helped to limit today's losses. Excess water in Manitoba and Saskatchewan has thrown a weather premium into the market, which was bullish. There are ideas canola is relatively cheap compared to other oil seeds, and that was supportive. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 1 to 6 cents stronger. The November contract was at $10.11 a bushel. Soybeans corrected higher after hitting their lowest point in 2 months yesterday. Farmer selling was down a bit, just as weekly export data shows demand is solid for oil seeds in North America. Intense heat is settling across the U.S. Midwest, and that was supportive. The U.S. dollar was also a bit weaker, and that was supportive as well. Corn was 2 to 4 cents lower. The December contract was at $3.40 a bushel. The corn market chopped around a bit today with technical selling a feature. China's ethanol imports are down. The market reacted bearishly to that news. Cheap corn from the Black Sea region continues to fill the market. The outlook for the U.S. crop is still favorable despite the current heat stress in the Midwest. Wheat was 3 to 6 cents higher, with the September contract checking in at $4.18 a bushel. The market took strength from a weaker U.S. dollar. U.S. winter wheat yields are quite high, and that was bullish. Wheat also took some support from soybeans. Export sales area for U.S. wheat is between 350,000 to 550,000 tons, which was considered a healthy amount. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, July 21st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.